And it really was a wonderful tea. There was a nice brown egg, lightly boiled for each of them. And then sardines on toast. And then buttered toast. And then toast with honey. And then a sugar-topped cake. And when Lucy was tired of eating, the fawn began to talk. He had wonderful tales to tell of life in the forest. He told about the midnight dances and how the nymphs who lived in the wells and the dryads who lived in the trees came out to dance with the fawns. About long hunting parties after the milk-white stag who could give you wishes if you caught him. About feasting and treasure-seeking with the wild red dwarves in deep mines and caverns far beneath the forest floor. And then about summer, when the woods were green and old Silenus on his fat donkey would come to visit them, and sometimes Bacchus himself.